Our Lord in today's gospel speaks of how fleeting the treasures of this earth are, and so we are not to have our minds and our hearts set on the things of this world, whether they be the treasures of this world, the pleasures of this world, or all that this world has to offer, for they are all fleeting, and as the Lord says, the moth can destroy them, and if not the moth, then decay and rust comes forth and takes them and reduces them ultimately back to the dust of the earth. And so we are to pray for the grace to use the things of this earth as if we are citizens of heaven, that is, in imitation of St. Paul, seeking always the glory of God, and in all things trying to bring his presence into the world so that the world may be filled with that hope and not the darkness, especially that darkness which the Lord refers to as a darkness in which we think it is light. And indeed, that is precisely what the modern world in its form of paganism has said. It is truly living in the darkness and believes the darkness to be the light. That is, in some way, happiness is to be found in this world because all things will be solved by some form of human technology. We know as followers of Christ, this is not true, for there is nothing in this life that can ultimately bring the happiness to the human heart which it seeks. That is precisely why when we see poor souls addicted to things like drugs and other things, they find no happiness. They enter deeper and deeper into their addiction, and the darkness becomes darker and darker, but all the while perceiving it to be light. And so we must strive in imitation of St. Paul to risk all things in order to bring the true light, that is, the love of Jesus Christ, to all hearts, to all souls, and to all places. St. Paul counted all those things that the world would think would believe to be foolish to be his great joy and his great pleasure. He counted especially all those things he would suffer in order to bring the kingdom of God to the pagan world of old. He considered them to be truly his treasures, the beatings, the reviling, and all that he would experience, both at the hands of men and at the hands of nature, suffering many calamities that would often take him not where he intended to go, but precisely where God intended him to go. And so in all things, he saw the will of God and strove wherever he was to bring that love of Jesus Christ into the world. And so let us strive ultimately for that love that alone can drive us through this world, can keep by keeping our minds and our hearts on that which is to come. For the Lord tells us very clearly that we are to store up treasures in heaven. And so we must reflect often on the joys and the beauty of heaven and ultimately have that real hope that that is the destiny, that is where we and all souls are called to be, and that helps us to see the things of this world in their proper perspective and not put our hope for happiness in anything that this world has to offer, but we put our hope for happiness in that greater joy that the Lord refers to, that is, that joy of the beatific vision which can be acquired only by those who have been faithful to God in this life in order that they may enjoy him for all eternity in the life to come.